Critics and audiences agree, ABBA Voyage is a concert like no other.
Hello, London!
The Times calls it out of this world.
The Guardian calls it jaw-dropping.
And Rolling Stone says it has to be seen to be believed.
See it only at the new ABBA Arena, London.
Check the website for best availability.
Book yours today at abbavoyage.com.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Tuesday, September the 20th. I cannot believe the amount of activity over the last couple of weeks and yesterday culminated. I felt quite proud, actually, to be just a little tiny part. I had 2 hours into the day. When I left here in the morning, there were loads of people. In fact, at one point, I thought, I don't think I'm going to be able to get my train from the Embankment tube station because there appeared to be so many people down there. But it was people coming off the trains to come up Villiers Street and then turn left and go down the Mall that way. And I got on the train. There was only about three of us on it. And so I was quite pleased, actually. I was going in the right direction, which was against the crowd, and then got to Waterloo. Luckily, my train, they'd moved it to platform 19. If it goes to 20, it's just that little bit further for me to walk. And so I got on the train. Again, I was the only one on it. And it was one of those long trains, you know, which is all one long carriage. And there's a woman, and she comes, there's nobody in my section of the train. She comes and stands sort of next to me, and she's looking. And I thought, well, you can't go any further because the driver is sitting up there, and I don't think they welcome visitors. And she goes, Mum, she goes, and I don't think there's one down here. And she mentioned the toilet. I said, there are no toilets on these trains. She said, why? I said, this is a one long carriage train. It doesn't have any toilets on it. You get them on all the other trains, which have got, you know, carriages individually. And sometimes you get a little cubicle or you get the one with the round door and all the rest of it. But on these long trains, there's no toilet facility, as I discovered, much to my deep embarrassment, when I had my prostate problems. And I was thinking, I need to get off this train. And in fact, it was so bad at one point, I got off at Putney and had to wee behind a post. It was so bad. I mean, it was, thank God for the operation, but there you go, that's another thing. So anyway, after all the excitement, the pomp, the ceremony, it was just so beautifully executed. I thought some bits of the service were a bit dull and boring, especially as we'd been told that Majesty, she didn't want it to be a boring service. Some of the little bits of music I thought were a little bit off. But the one bit which I thought was the most poignant was the piper. And he piped and then he walked away. So he got quieter and quieter, and as if he was sort of taking her with him. And they did that twice. They did it in Windsor as well. And I remember sort of sitting there thinking, that I wonder if everybody else has picked up on he's walking away and you can't hear him. Then all of a sudden it just stopped. And it was a case of he was walking her body back to wherever it happened to be. Yeah, there was very emotive, the bits. I thought William and Kate's kids did very well. Some people were arguing about they shouldn't have been there, but they handled it beautifully. Obviously, Daddy said, listen, get through this, we give you sweets. Yeah, yes, the little one telling her brother to bow his head. But I thought they did it very, very well. Prince Charles, as he was coming into Westminster Abbey, had to dab his eyes. And I just thought it was so well done. It was just beautiful, and we do it so well. And those pallbearers, you know, who literally, you know, you feel for them because they're lifting something that weighs a lot. A lead-lined, solid oak coffin, none of this chipboard rubbish, you know, been ready for 30 years for her. And, you know, then there were all the other little bits and pieces. Interestingly, they do this breaking of the wand, which actually, as somebody said, it didn't look like breaking of a wand. It just looked like tent pegs that you've pulled apart. Whereas magicians do have a breaking the wand ceremony, and they're on their death. Somebody will go to the cemetery and they will break a magic wand, and it will be placed into the grave with the magician who's died. They've been doing that for donkey's years, and I did promise them that I'd mention the breaking of the wand. So when we saw this bloke doing, he just pulled it apart. It wasn't really sort of breaking it or anything like that, just in case the embarrassment was that he couldn't break it. But they all turned up. It was beautifully done. The Navy were excellent. The marching bands were fantastic. The whole thing was just sheer perfection. Just sheer. I mean, I she'd have been so pleased. But there again, she would have known before she died that it would have gone like clockwork. They'd rehearsed it time and time and time again. And I thought it was just brilliant. And then added to that, and I was listening to the radio, and then I was flicking between ITV and BBC and looking at all the commentators and seeing, I saw the Long Walk at Windsor and the crowds that were out. It was a phenomenal turnout, But it was all the broadcasting staff, and not just the people that you saw on the television. It wasn't just them at all. It was all the producers, you know, the hair, the makeup. That was just for me, and I was in the studio. And they had all of these things there, and it was just done very, very well. So congratulations to all those members of the forces who took part, and the people who'd won medals, and the VCs and everything like that. It was a fitting tribute to a fantastic woman. And I've said a million times, because you know you're going to get somebody going, oh, I don't like the Queen. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You don't think anybody's affected by you not liking the Queen. No, nobody gives a toss, really. But when you look at them on the Long Walk, they were about 30 deep, you know, on both sides. And I thought that was really special. I thought it was really lovely. I also found it very poignant when her coffin in St. George's Chapel descended on the lift. Somebody said she was lowered into the... She wasn't lowered. She was on a lift. You could see it going down because they had to refurb it. And now they took her down there, and then they moved her to another part of the crypt where Prince Philip was then moved to as well. So I like to think, you know, whether you're religious or not, that they're now together. Out of all the people, she's there with her father, her mother, and her sister as well. I think that's nice, and the man she married. And I think I like to think of that as something being very special, very special. You won't see the like of it again. You really won't. I loved it when you saw all the staff out. I liked the corgis as well at Windsor. They brought them out there, and you could see them looking around thinking, where is she? You know, unless somebody told them, I don't know. But it was beautifully done. I thought LBC's coverage was exemplary, went the whole length of the land, and it was just great. It was a great moment for the whole country to come together. We all acted as one. We were all there. People were crying. People were comforting each other. The screens went up there. I think there was only one little incident where somebody tried to run in front of the car. No, it's a gun carriage, wasn't it? Somebody tried to run in front of it, and they were promptly arrested.
Ever felt like you're free-falling through your mobile data? You're plummeting towards your limit, and when you hit it, it won't be pretty. But not with EE. With Stay Connected data, you can keep using essential apps like WhatsApp and Maps even when you've run out. Count on EE to make your data go further on the UK's best network. Search EE Stay Connected data.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Excludes no frills plans. Number one for network performance. Verified ee.co.uk/claims. Terms apply.
There's obviously a few people with a few, let's call them, issues. But hardly anything at all. I was waiting for sort of something. I had this dreadful feeling of foreboding. I thought, oh, I hope nobody stands and does a demonstration. It would just be so insensitive. But I think the crowd was so strong, they'd have knocked anybody to the ground who tried to do anything like that, because she was beloved by everybody. It was interesting. Somebody was asking the question, why, when Prince Charles was sitting in St. George's Chapel, there was a seat in front of him. And it's the reigning monarch who sits there. Nobody ever sits in front of them because they would have an interrupted view. So that seat is always left vacant. You learn all these little bits and pieces. And they then showed previous ones with the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh and all the rest of it going back. Always that seat is empty in front of them. It's said to be there to remember somebody who has died within the royal family. But the main reason is so that the monarch has an uninterrupted view of everything that's going on. And I should imagine Prince Charles will be sleeping the sleep of angels at the moment, because, you know, it's if indeed he could sleep at all. There's been so much going on, and there's still people in the country. I wasn't sure how I felt about Biden turning up with an entourage of cars and everything else. Everybody else turns up on the bus, you know, which, admit it, I didn't like the bus either. But on the other hand, Biden turning up with like six cars, and then his big burly, you know, detectives or whatever they were, FBI or something, standing either side and looking. And I'm thinking, this isn't about you. This isn't about you, dear. This is about the Queen. But the soldiers and the sailors, there was only one policeman who collapsed. And I think that was just the enormity of it. But looking at the pallbearers, my God, they did very... I hope one of the papers this week names them, because they did a sterling job. They really did. They did it so fantastically. And I just... I mean, I did sit there and I did, on odd occasions, have little weeps where you just sort of tear up a little bit because you suddenly thought, she's not coming back. But then you associate it. All the people in the queues and the lines were all saying, reminded me of my mum and things like that. Because if you've lost your mum, you do go through those emotions. And so we knew exactly. Yeah. I mean, looking at them all doing it to the beat of the drum, and those sailors, men and women, they didn't discriminate at all. It was just everybody did it. I think even Prince Andrew had a tear in his eye, and it would be remiss of me to mention anything that I feel about Prince Andrew. People are saying, I don't know what's happened to Harry and Meghan, although she had a tear in her eye as well at one point. Everybody did, because it's a funeral. It's a funeral, and we do this so well. We do it so well. I don't care where you are in the world, you'd have been watching this going, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All the naval people with the gun carriage just had Royal Navy on their hats, whereas before it would have had the name of their ships and things like that, but it just had Royal Navy. And the massed bands, the pipers, which I always think is something fantastic. I love the Edinburgh military tattoo because you'll have a mass band of 2,000 people playing pipes, and I just thought it was lovely. And inside the church as well, inside the Westminster Abbey, you suddenly realise how old it is, you know, built in the 1100s. And you think it's seen so many births, marriages and deaths in there. But I just thought everybody did so well. And you will take away those memories and you will keep those memories. And as I say, if you've recently lost somebody, then you will identify with every part of that. I should imagine you probably wept from start to finish. It was terrible, actually. Somebody had tweeted a little piece about, I'm still in the queue at IKEA. It's 25 minutes before we can get the meatballs. But so far, there's been nobody doing anything. But these pallbearers, I was watching it back on the television the other day, and so many clergy. I've never seen so many clergy. And when you look at their robes, my goodness me, they must cost thousands and thousands and thousands. But I love seeing all the medals that people were wearing, and some of the Knights of the Garter and stuff like that. Really brilliant. But, you know, William's son and daughter and Kate's son, they did really well. They're 7 and 9, for goodness sake. And I think they understood exact... Of course, Harry was losing his hair. I didn't want to say that, actually. But I always said, when he went to America, I thought they'd have given him a transplant. He's got the money for it. But I don't know whether or not you can find matching colour like that. But look at the kids. The kids were just amazing. And I don't think any of the pallbearers were above about 22 or 23. I mean, they were obviously chosen for... And as I said all along, Camilla got it right. Absolutely got it right. He will rely on her for the remainder of his life. There is no two ways in my mind. And yet still... They didn't do the... She was very mindful that he is now the king. She's the consort. And they didn't hold the hands or anything like that. But he knew she was there. And I think that they'd have got back in the car and she'd have said, you're doing really well. You're doing really well. Because when it comes down to it, they're just ordinary people. They happen to have been born, well, certainly Charles, into a different sort of family. Apart from that... The Prince and Princess of Wales say goodbye to mother, grandmother. They could the kids called the Queen Gan Gan. I never quite got, actually. Mine was always Nana or Grandma, but never Gan Gan at all.
Critics and audiences agree. ABBA Voyage is a concert like no other.
Hello, London!
The Times calls it out of this world.
The Guardian calls it jaw-dropping.
And Rolling Stone says it has to be seen to be believed.
See it only at the new ABBA Arena, London.
Check the website for best availability.
Book yours today at abbavoyage.com.
Princess Mary of Denmark is nowhere to be seen at the Queen's funeral. There was slight... slight mystery over that one. But when you got the Piper and the last ethereal lament, that kind of put it in perspective. And I'm glad that all the people lined the route all the way out of town. You know, they gave everybody an opportunity. And it's, but as I say, you won't see her like ever again. You won't, you just imagine she's always going to be there. I feel that they should bring in an animatronic version of Her Majesty so that we can then go, she's still there. The Archbishop of Canterbury hails the Queen's faith and her promise. And that line, we will meet again, and we will. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, you will. It doesn't matter if you believe in that. It's nice to have something to believe in. And if you don't believe in anything at all, you must have a really miserable life. You know, to say, you know, I never ever thought, oh, I'll meet my parents again, because I should imagine heaven must be chock-a-block by now. There must be millions and billions of people up there. People were throearing flowers at the hearse. Not many of them landed on the hearse. It's quite difficult to throw flowers and get them on there. But the display of pageantry, and I tell you the one thing, Westminster Council, well done. We came through today. The barriers have all gone. They've opened up Pall Mall, Piccadilly Circus, as if nothing happened yesterday. As if nothing happened. I think there must have been an army of people that came in. They'd cleaned the graffiti. So well done to Westminster Council and to all of the street cleaners and the people who went out and washed all the streets down, took all the graffiti off. A fantastic job. But to do it so quickly. But the funny thing is, because I've done the New Year's Day parade for years and years and years before I stopped doing it. And at the end of the parade, as the last marching band goes past me, right behind them, the street cleaners. Literally, within 3 or 4 feet, the street cleaners are there picking up all the rubbish and clearing it all up. It's an organised as our beautiful Queen's funeral. Adam Woodyatt may never return to the soap. He's played Ian Beale for 37 years. The door has been left open. Isn't it funny? You'd think 37 years, you know, you'd be, you know, still itching to go because there are different storylines. And that's just the way it is. I'd like to see him back in there, definitely. I see Helen Skelton started getting desperate. She'd love to be in ITV's Dancing on Ice. Yeah, well, we're bored with you already, love. OK, just the one show and then goodbye. Thank you very much indeed. No, exactly. Strictly's not started, but she's obviously putting the feelers out to go, oh, I'd like to do Dancing on Ice. Well, I hope that Dancing on Ice people don't take any notice of that at all. You need to get a proper job, love. Why don't you get, Sainsbury's are looking for people and there's loads of waitressing jobs doing the rounds. And finally, Penny Lancaster is grateful there were no incidents during Queen Elizabeth II's funeral. For that, we were all grateful. The Almighty smiled on us, the weather smiled on us, and it was done to perfection. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Until then, stay safe.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.